local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Jam-packed on a Monday, April Fool's Monday at that. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 41 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line is 850-2626-111. Math, as we have discussed at length on the program, never my strong suit. It's 51 minutes, not 41. Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself,
bud? Doing very well. Have you gotten duped today at all?
I've gotten duped twice, yes.
What were those two cases?
I woke up and was looking at my phone, and I saw that Duke was going to have a blue football field.
Oh, okay.
And I saw that FAU and USF were going to play on an aircraft carrier.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, that's awesome.
That's actually, yeah.
And then later I found out the FAU thing was a lie, and then I'm like, well, wait, was the Duke thing a lie too? And it was.
It was. Very good. If you got duped, you can let us know what duped you. 850-437-1620. A lot to get to here today. Blue Wahoos opening their season on Friday. A couple of exhibition games Tuesday, Wednesday against the Sultanes de Monterrey from the Mexican League. Blue Wahoos play-by-play voice Eric Bremer joins the program at 4:35. This afternoon. We start with our top three stories. Of course, a top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria today. Former senior director of National Security Council Michael Allen explains how he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran State TV confirms the commander in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard was killed in the attack. It's believed the commander was in charge of shipping Iranian weaponry to Hezbollah militants based in Lebanon. Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. In Baltimore, crews are taking what's being called an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore. The Coast Guard says it's opened a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels near the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse.
The president is continuing to lead a whole-of-government approach to the collapse. President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
Yeah, and President Biden will be in Baltimore on Friday. Unified Command says it's part of a phased approach to reopening the main shipping channel following the bridge disaster last week. And here in Florida, big news within the hour. The Florida Supreme Court today is allowing measures on abortion and marijuana to be on the state's November ballot. The abortion measure would prevent the state from banning abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. Current Florida law allows abortions through 15 weeks of pregnancy, but that could change to 6 weeks once a new state law goes into effect. Meanwhile, the marijuana measure would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and above. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headline involving the cyber attack last month. Information following that attack continues trickling in week by week.
The FBI has opened a cyber investigation. And these types of cases are very complicated. They take a long time to investigate. They're very complex. And as soon as we can tell you more about facts of the case, we will share those facts.
That from FDLE Special Agent in Charge Chris Williams. The city of Pensacola still is not sharing whether any personal information was compromised in the attack, as was the case last week. Online payment processing is still down for Pensacola Energy and City Sanitation Services. More local headlines are coming up right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. We'll start with the forecast. Here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Skies will be cloudy as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. We'll end up with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, Austin.
Alrighty. Looking at the roads here, let's see, several spots to note. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, both of those lanes, as they so often do, are just giving you some minor trouble at the moment. Same can be said for the intersection with Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Speaking of Blue Angel, if you are traveling southbound towards Highway 98, we've got some backups developing in that area also. And then outside of that, it's just a bit more the same. If you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway near Oriole Beach, traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, and lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Oh, and this is my bad. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Jeff?
All right. Thank you very much. Continuing on with our local headlines today. Daphne police say they're looking for a Pensacola man in connection to a murder that took place over the weekend. 23-year-old Joseph Gurley is wanted for questioning and is considered armed and dangerous. Investigators say early Sunday they found two shooting victims in an apartment at Audubon Park. One victim pronounced dead, another hospitalized. Gurley was arrested in January for a probation violation and was released just a couple of weeks ago. If you have any information on Gurley's whereabouts, you're asked to contact local law enforcement. Another name in the running now to be the long-term replacement for District 4 Commissioner. That's Walker Wilson, who is pre-filed to run for the seat in November. He joins fellow Republicans Ashley Hoffberger and Buck Mitchell, along with Democratic candidate Ron Helms, after Governor DeSantis appointed Robert Bender to take over as supervisor of elections. Both Wilson and Mitchell applied to be the temporary appointment. So far, DeSantis has not named anybody. Wilson currently serves as executive director of the Pensacola Downtown Improvement Board. A conviction for a man from a DUI hit-and-run crash from last August. 8-year sentence. 40-year-old John Kings was sentenced last week. This crash happened on August 15th on the Bayou Tahar Bridge. Pensacola police officers found 41-year-old Travis Hurd dead on the bridge, and they were able to track King down based on parts of his vehicle that had been left at the scene. King, when he was first questioned, told officers first that he wasn't aware of the incident, then said the man had fallen in front of him. Eventually, he said he had hit a cardboard box at the same location. If you are interested in the solar eclipse, of course, we're not in the path of totality, but Pensacola should be one of the best places in Florida to view it next week. The sun will be about 76% covered here, and clear skies are forecasted. I probably won't see that, you know, the totality thing I would be interested in, but I'm not interested in burning my eyes out on that. But fair. If you are, God bless you. We'll get an update on our state headlines. Of course, we covered the big one in our top three stories today, but the state Supreme Court did rule that the measures on abortion and marijuana, legalizing recreational marijuana, will be on the state's ballot in November. So we will have those two very important referendums along with the presidential election. So big election for the state of Florida, and especially here locally with all the local races and the referendums and all that. So gearing up for a very busy election season, a lot of ads and all that. You can definitely expect those. More state headlines. Governor DeSantis is suspending the Orlando City Commissioner accused of defrauding an elderly constituent. And here he is talking about that.
It's that criminal indictment that triggers that. So she has been indicted. She's facing felony charges. In every instance since I've been governor, when a local official has been facing felony charges, they've been suspended.
Yeah, so that was Regina Hill, who last week was indicted on several charges, including three counts of elderly exploitation and mortgage fraud. FDLE says the fraud continued for around 3 years against a woman in her 90s.
And Florida led the nation in the number of book challenges last year. That's according to a report by the American Library Association, which said nearly 2,700 books were targeted for removal from Florida schools and libraries. Texas was second place, with 1,470 book challenges. The LAA says that while over 2,600 books in Florida were targeted, there were only 33 attempts to restrict access to books.
The city of Jacksonville Beach tonight, their city council is meeting for the first reading of a proposal to ban large gatherings without a permit. It's an effort to prevent the kind of violence that erupted on St. Patrick's Day. Large groups of people are linked to three separate shootings that erupted near the Jacksonville Beach Pier that left one person dead and three others injured.
And a Central Florida school district is launching a pilot program to increase safety for students who ride the bus. Starting tomorrow, more than a dozen Seminole County schools will take part in the new system that will help track buses through GPS software. Students will scan their ID cards when they board and tap again when they get off. The district will be able to access the data when needed. If successful, the program could roll out to every school throughout the county at the start of the next academic year.
And toll relief is back in Florida starting today.
You don't have to do anything. And you'll see it on your May bill to show up. If you reach that threshold where we know you're commuting, you're going to get a 50% reduction.
Yeah, the threshold is 35 tolls a month, just like it was last year. Governor DeSantis says other toll roads, not just Florida Department of Transportation, managed highways and roads are included. The program lasts through March of 2025. We'll take a break there. National headlines when we return on Pensacola right now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and pretty laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, nothing too severe was going on the roads in our last update. That appears to still be the case now, at least for the most part. You're going to experience the most problems if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're trying to get onto I-10. Mobile Highway looking pretty backed up if you're traveling northbound towards the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. We've got some backups developing on North Davis Highway between Creighton Road and Olive. That's not too severe, though, if you're used to being on North Davis, that is. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway has some minor backups developing if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway still having some issues if you're traveling eastbound in front of Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway probably has the most problems. That's if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, we've got some more typical evening traffic causing you some backups there as well.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight, and a little bit of fog may develop around the area as we head toward Tuesday morning. Mild weather overnight with lows in the 60s. During the day, Tuesday, highs upper 70s, lots of clouds in the skies. And by Tuesday night, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, that's running at about 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:25 here at News Radio, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, taking a look at some of our national headlines today. Congress could vote to give Ukraine additional aid in the war with Russia when lawmakers return from recess next week. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox News last night says he expects to move an aid package for Ukraine with some important innovations. He has yet to spell out exactly what the package would look like or if he would put the supplemental that was passed by the Senate last week for a vote.
And jury selection starts today in the Idaho trial of self-published doomsday author Chad Daybell, charged with conspiring with his wife, Lori Vallow, to kill his first wife and Vallow's two children. Vallow was sentenced to life in prison last year for murdering two of her children, ages 7 and 16, and Daybell's first wife, Tammy. She's also awaiting trial in Arizona for conspiring to kill her estranged husband and her niece's ex-husband.
New today, former South Carolina lawyer and convicted murderer Alex Murdaugh received a 40-year prison sentence for federal financial crimes. Federal judge handed out the sentence in Charleston today. He'll let Murdaugh serve the time concurrently with his state financial crime sentence of 27 years. He was also ordered to pay $8.7 million to victims of his crimes.
And Michigan Congressman Tim Walberg is trying to clarify his recent controversial statement on the use of nuclear weapons in the Gaza Strip. In a video circulating on the internet, he can be heard telling constituents, quote, "We shouldn't be spending a dime on humanitarian aid. It should be like Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Get it over quick. That's his quote there. He posted on X saying he was just using a metaphor to convey the need for Israel to win the war against the Palestinian militant group Hamas as swiftly as possible.
A deadly weekend in Chicago. Police are investigating dozens of shootings across the city over the holiday weekend. According to police, at least 32 people were shot, 4 fatally. 21 of the shootings happened between Saturday night and Sunday morning alone. Austin, as we get a couple of our sports headlines in here, of course, a busy day here. Top headlines in the NFL. Rashee Rice, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver, putting out a statement through an attorney. This as Dallas police are still looking to speak to him following a crash that was involving a car that was registered or leased to him. Reports are that two cars were racing down the freeway and caused a 6-car crash there. Sad story in South Florida today. Police say former NFL cornerback Vontae Davis was found dead this morning. They say foul play is not suspected. He played 10 years in the NFL for the Dolphins, Colts, and Bills. He was 35. Looking at our scoreboard right now, got a couple baseball games, one already final, a couple more happening within the hour, and then also a massive, massive night for women's hoops.
Yes. Well, we'll start with the MLB scores there. We got Braves and White Sox, and it is, I think it's at the end of the eighth. The Braves are up 9-0. So while that game's not officially over, it's as good as over. We got Rays and Rangers tonight at 5:50 on FS1, and starting at about the same time, we got Marlins and Angels. But yes, as you said, it's a pretty big stuff going on in women's basketball. The final two games of the Elite Eight are set for tonight. 3-seed LSU and Angel Reese will take on 1-seed Iowa and Caitlin Clark, of course, being a rematch of last year's national championship in Albany. Later is 3-seed UConn facing off against 1-seed USC in Portland. Both games are on ESPN starting at 6 p.m. And then in men's basketball, of course, the Final Four is set with number one overall seed and defending champ UConn taking on 4-seed Alabama. I'm sure a lot of y'all are going to be tuning into that one. Not only that, but the other semifinal will feature this year's Cinderella, 11-seed NC State, battling 1-seed Purdue. Games begin this Saturday on April 6th.
What you thinking about that Iowa-LSU game?
I'm taking Iowa. It seems like Angel and Caitlin are actually pretty chill with each other. Everybody talks about it like it's a hated rivalry. It's like, no, it's just a competitive edge, you know. I'll take Iowa, though. I just think Caitlin's unreal, and they're a 1-seed for a reason. So we'll have to see.
All right. Very good. I like that. All right. 4:30. You know what that sound means. Fox News Update is coming up. When we come back, Pensacola Blue Wahoos holding their media day today. They have their exhibition with the Sultans de Monterrey tomorrow and Wednesday. Opening day on Friday. Play-by-play voice Eric Bremer joins the program.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Biden is headed to Baltimore Friday to check out the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port, rebuild the bridge, and support the people of Baltimore.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. President Biden is also focusing on his reelection campaign.
I just think people are so tired of the negativity that is propagated, that they just want to get engaged. They want to change things. And I'm optimistic. I really am.
The president on NBC's Today Show, he pulled in more than $25 million for his campaign at a fundraiser in New York last week. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A report today says the Biden administration is close to approving the sale of as many as 50 American-made F-15 fighter jets to Israel, a potential deal that would be worth more than $18 billion. Citing people familiar with the matter, CNN says the possible transaction comes as the administration is also expected to soon notify Congress of a large new sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. The proposed sale is likely to be hotly debated in Congress. U.S. manufacturing grew in March for the first time in a year and a half as production rebounded sharply and new orders increased, but employment at factories remained subdued amid sizable layoff activity and prices for inputs pushed higher. The Institute for Supply Management Survey suggested the sector, which has been battered by higher interest rates, is on the mend, though risks remain from rising raw materials prices. A mostly lower finish for stocks today. The Dow Industrials losing 240 points and the S&P 500 slipped 10. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Jets made a heck of a trade landing pass rusher Hassan Reddick. Reddick has four straight seasons of double-digit sacks, and it's a mistake by the Eagles to say goodbye to him. As for Hassan's new spot, Joe Douglas has been all in this offseason, and that's all you could ask for with this limited time left with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Gangrene makes a Super Bowl or even an AFC Championship game, but they have a good roster, and now all the pressure is on Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh to see how high the Jets can fly in 2024. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Replace your worn-out brakes and save now on BrakeBest Select. BrakeBest Select Pro are import direct brake pads and rotors only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I'll keep it brief. Luckily, there's not a ton going on. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We've still got some problems there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest, towards I-10. But that's nothing new, of course. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident. It's just slightly worse than usual. Speaking of Blue Angel Parkway, if you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards Dog Track Road, you're going to have some pretty severe backups in that area as well. Outside of that, it's just Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight, and a little bit of fog may develop around the area as we head toward Tuesday morning. Mild weather overnight with lows in the 60s. During the day, Tuesday, highs upper 70s, lots of clouds in the skies. And by Tuesday night, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, that's running at about 50%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 438 here at News Radio 92.3. Listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Austin, I'm in such a such a baseball mood, man.
So am I.
I bought MLB The Show on Friday. Was watching games all weekend. We had the Cubs home opener today.
Yes.
And the Blue Wahoos get started this week with a couple of exhibition games and then season opener on Friday. We'll go to the phones, bring on Eric Bremer. You know him as the play-by-play voice for the Wahoos, entering season number 3. Eric, thanks for the time this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm perched up in my broadcast booth looking down at the field, and it's a wonderful sight because we got players warming up on the field practicing this afternoon.
That's awesome. And the Sultans from Monterrey, Mexico are getting to town today for the two-game exhibition series with the Wahoos. And we heard from the manager, Kevin Randall, this afternoon who says, hey, you know, the games aren't going to count, but it's going to feel just like an opening day would. There's a lot of excitement that's been building up for about a month over this.
Yeah, these guys are naturally competitive. We know they're going to put forth their best effort as they get ready for the season. Probably not going to see too many pitchers get stretched out, but besides that, it'll feel like a normal game and maybe even better than a normal game given all the fun stuff we've got planned.
Yeah, and talking about some of the fun stuff there, so we know that they're not going to be the Wahoos, they're going to be the Poke to Poke with the special uniforms, and just kind of talk about that with the heritage there, and then also some of the other fan-friendly activities that we all know that the Blue Wahoos do night in, night out.
Yeah, the Poke to Poke are our alternate identity to pay tribute to the Mesoamerican ball game that was played here before the Spanish showed up in Pensacola, paying tribute to the indigenous communities that play baseball, or rather their version, I guess, of baseball, a ball sport that has been documented playing here in Pensacola dating back for thousands of years. And that's something that we launched last year with a Mexican team coming to town. We figured it would be a great way to engage with our local Latino community. We're going to have the crew de Carnival, the Latino Mardi Gras crew come out. We're going to have some live music. We're going to have a pinata run instead of the cockroach run across the outfield. Just little stuff like that to really create a new, unique atmosphere. And if you like a Blue Wahoos game, you're going to like this. If you've never been to a Blue Wahoos game, well, this will be a very unique way to introduce yourself to what we do and how we do it.
Talking with Eric Bremer is the play-by-play voice of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos on Pensacola right now. Eric, as we are now a few days into the Major League season and the rosters have been finalized for the Major League level, and the Wahoos are now 2 years removed from a Southern League championship, and they made it to the championship series last year. What can we glean now as we are now into opening week about what fans can expect from the on-field product?
Well, obviously, we've got the team here. Today was our media day, so everyone was taking their headshots and getting some practice in today on the field. We were hoping to get the green light from the Marlins on officially announcing our preliminary roster today. But because, as you mentioned, the Marlins are already in their season and AAA Jacksonville is in their season, they had a series of roster moves that they had to initiate up the chain, and that has impacted us a little bit. So we've got a pretty good idea of what our roster is, and if you look on our social media, you'll see photos of some familiar faces. But hopefully an official announcement will come early tomorrow as we get ready for the game later tomorrow evening.
Okay, very good. So, yeah, well, that's what we call a tease in the radio world there. So, yeah, absolutely. Talking with Eric Bremer again, and Eric, we know that there was a bit of an interesting story that came out of the announcement with the Sultans, the Monterrey Sultans there with, I guess, Bubba Watson, who was, of course, a minority owner of the team. And the owner was a fan of Bubba's, read a book, and then that just kind of led to this arrangement that we're going to have tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, as I understand it, I mean, this was a couple years in the making, but the team owner down in Monterrey, Mexico, is a huge professional golf fan, and he read Bubba Watson's book a couple years ago. Bubba, in that book, detailed how he got involved with the Blue Wahoos and got a stake in the team, and it was the Monterrey owner's idea, hey, wouldn't it be cool if my team played Bubba Watson's team? And it took a lot of cutting through red tape to make it happen. This is not something that is just, you know, hey, your team comes up here and we'll play. There's a lot that has to go into it in terms of coordinating Major League Baseball. The Mexican League has their own league office that they run things through, and we had to get permission from the Miami Marlins for their players to play these two extra games. But we're really excited about it. The Sultanes are en route, probably flying into the Pensacola airport here as we speak. We'll have a team dinner tonight at the ballpark and get some community events tomorrow morning before we play Tuesday and Wednesday.
And then, Eric, you're from up north, and I'm looking at the weather forecast as we look ahead to Friday. I'm seeing sunshine maybe in the 50s or 60s maybe at first pitch time. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty darn good. We've got a lot of home games in the month of April. We kind of start off in a way that's very fortunate for our fans, because I think we all know that spending an evening at the ballpark in April is a bit more comfortable than it is in August. We actually have 15 home games plus these two exhibition games in the month of April, and only 7 games on the road. So if you are perhaps a bit scared off by the summer heat here in Pensacola and you still want to get out to some baseball games, the month of April is definitely going to be your friend this year.
And tickets available on the team website. Of course, all of the big promotions that the Wahoos do every year. Anything new this year as far as the promotions that you're excited about?
Well, a lot of new food items, and we're kind of announcing those one by one as we got some photos of it all last week. One thing I do want to note is these exhibition games. Every ticket is the same price, $18 when purchased in advance, and it includes a hot dog, chips, and a drink. So if you were thinking about going, the sooner you buy your ticket, the better your seat's going to be, because it's all the same price, and you get a little dinner included, though we do have some exclusive menu items, some Mexican-flavored cuisine that'll only be available these Tuesday and Wednesday exhibition games.
Awesome. All right, well, Eric, we'll get you out of here on this. I know you're a big baseball fan, and with the season starting this week, were you able to catch a lot of Major League Baseball? Anything catch your eye?
I've been working on the Blue Wahoos pretty hard, but the type of baseball that I watch at the big league level typically involves either our major league affiliate, the Miami Marlins, who unfortunately had a rough start to their season getting swept at home by Pittsburgh, or former Blue Wahoos. That was probably the highlight for me. We saw Nassim Nunez, who was such a big part of this team and this organization the last couple of years, big part of the championship in 22, and last year became the career stolen base leader in this franchise's history. He was picked up by the Washington Nationals in the Rule 5 draft over the offseason, and he made his big league debut as a pinch runner on Saturday afternoon. We were super excited to see that. Of course, the first thing he did was steal a base, but he became the 131st former Blue Wahoo to make their big league debut since this team began in 2012, which is just an incredible number and just a testament to the high quality of play that we bring to Pensacola.
Absolutely, and there'll be plenty more of it this season in 2024. Eric, we'll let you go on that. Good luck tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we'll, of course, tune in on Friday once we get the season started, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks. We'll see you around the ballpark. Go Wahoos.
Awesome. Eric Bremer, play-by-play voice for the Blue Wahoos, joining us here on Pensacola right now. 4:46. Austin, anything exciting on the road?
Well, let's see. We do have just a bit more of the same that we've seen so far this hour, starting with Pine Forest Road. It's only gotten worse and worse, even by its standards. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound towards I-10, you're going to be pretty heavily backed up there. Mobile Highway, don't know what its deal is. If you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, that's just going to give you a lot of problems. Let's see. Speaking of Blue Angel Parkway, it's not doing so hot itself. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards Dog Track Road, we've got some very heavy backups there. The backups are basically going to have you backed up all the way to Highway 98. So that's pretty severe as well. Outside of that, it's just some of the typical evening traffic on Navarre Parkway, whether it be you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, or if you're on Caroline Street, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, though that has seemingly died down some.
Skies will be cloudy as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. We'll end up with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
4:48 here at News Radio. Quick recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in with us, we had the Florida Supreme Court today ruling that measures on abortion and marijuana will be allowed to be on the state's November ballot. This would protect in the Constitution the right to abortion, and then the marijuana measure would legalize recreational marijuana for anyone 21 and above. The Coast Guard in Baltimore says that they're taking the first important step in reopening the port of Baltimore, saying that they will open a temporary channel for commercially essential vessels near the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. And a top Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria today. White House says they're looking into it. It's believed that the commander was in charge of shipping Iranian weaponry to Hezbollah militants based in Lebanon. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Back with some of the more lighter stuff in the news, some pop culture, wacky, weird stories, and good news next.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good conversation today about the proposed and rejected 90-foot cell tower to go over near the Walmart at Creighton and 9th Avenue. We also talked extensively about the lawsuit from the Department of Justice against Apple for monopolistic practices and controlling technology so that it doesn't work well with other platforms, and whether that's a good lawsuit or not, and discuss Santa Rosa County on The Wrap with Rhett Rowell and Ed Carson. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on hour number one on a Monday. Happy April Fools. Hope you didn't get got. Best to my knowledge, I haven't yet. But
really?
The day is still young. Yeah, man. Head on a swivel.
Okay.
Got to have one. 4:51 here. Joe and Austin with you winding down. Our thanks again to Eric Bremer, play-by-play voice for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who's joining us on Media Day. Also got a chance to catch up with Kevin Randall, who is back with a fourth season as manager, as they have a two-game set with the Sultans de Monterrey. Tuesday, Wednesday, home opener Friday against the Mississippi Braves. Good seats available. And I'm telling you, I'm like Eric was talking about, I am one of those people. It's like, yes, give me in when it's 75. I can bring a jacket and for the later innings.
Yeah. None of that humidity stuff.
No.
Just that crisp weather.
That's right.
No, that's
right.
Awesome.
I definitely like the seats where you can have the all-you-can-eat, like the party deck or whatever, with the hot dogs and hamburgers.
Who doesn't love that?
Absolutely. Yeah. 4:52 here. As we look at some of the more lighter stuff in the headlines here, some health, business, and science headlines here. AT&T over the weekend announced that they had a major security breach. Companies confirming over the weekend that at least 73 million current and former customer accounts had been leaked to the dark web about 2 weeks ago. AT&T says they currently have no evidence of unauthorized access to its systems.
And UPS is becoming the U.S. Postal Service's primary air cargo provider. It will move most of UPS's air cargo after a period of transition. This comes after UPS negotiations with FedEx Express ended on Friday after the parties couldn't reach a deal.
United Airlines is asking pilots to take unpaid time off in May. In a note to pilots, the carrier cited delays in receiving new aircraft from Boeing. They notified members it expects the company to offer more voluntary time off potentially through the summer. United previously said they would pause the hiring of new pilots this spring due to Boeing's delivery delays. The Powerball jackpot now sitting at $1 billion. For tonight, there was no grand prize winner Saturday night. The cash value, $483 million.
Yeah, we're going to, as Joe, I think you said last week, it's going to get to a point to where we're just following that every day, and we've definitely hit that limit here. Moviegoers are going ape over the new Godzilla King Kong movie.
I wrote that yourself.
I didn't, but boy, I wish I did. Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, took in an estimated $80 million in its opening weekend to top the weekend box office. Last week's number one, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, earned $15.7 million in its second week and dropped to second.
All right, what do we got going on the roads?
Well, let's see. So at Pine Forest Road, once again, looking kind of seedy. I guess that's a good word for it. If you're traveling northbound, dicey, that's what I was looking for. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10. If you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10, you're going to be backed up to 9 Mile Road. You see what I'm saying here? Those two lanes going both ways, that's a no-go. As for Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, still giving us a lot of backups there. Strangely more than usual, same can be said for Blue Angel Parkway itself if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Fortunately, there appears to be no accidents in either area. Then it's if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, and if you are traveling on Caroline Street eastbound, just got off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling towards Glover Lane.
Skies will be cloudy as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be in the 60s. Also, look out for some late night and morning fog to develop. We'll end up with mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, and highs will be in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, there's a 50% chance for rain. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Looking at some wackier stories in the headlines today. Police in Northern California say they were led on a brief chase by a Volkswagen that sped away during a traffic incident. They were surprised to find a 9-year-old boy behind the wheel. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. The child told police that he took the car in an attempt to drive to school. So, honorable intentions, I suppose.
Yeah, it's just sad that he thought he had to be the one to do that. There may be a new trend of people posting online gift registries for their divorce. The idea is that people can be financially vulnerable at the time of a split, and they may only have half of their everyday supplies. Some people think it's a great idea, while others say they've already supported the marriage and pregnancies, and you break it, you buy it. That's
where you stand on that.
I mean, I don't think you need to be like, woe is me, I got divorced. I mean, it happens. Happens to half of marriages, I hear. So I don't think it really makes you much of a victim. But yeah, you can be financially vulnerable. I mean, for sure. So I don't know. To each their own. I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I haven't been divorced. I'm too agreeable.
Okay.
That's the most I've made him laugh in a while. So I don't know what that says about me. But there you go.
I think it says more about me than it does you. You may be trying to figure out what you want to do for your family vacation this year. Perhaps Austin and I can help you out by telling you what the most overrated tourist attractions in America are, according to study finds.
Okay.
Number one on the list is Mount Rushmore. They say you have to travel a long way to see it, and most people's first impression is it's a lot smaller than they thought.
Yes, and Las Vegas, everything is overpriced, and you have to deal with a lot of drunk people. If you love it, keep going, but if gambling and nightlife aren't your thing, you're not missing a lot. Minus the gambling part, I'd throw New Orleans into that. It's seen, you know, it's a big city with a lot of culture, but I hear it smells horrible there, especially if you're anywhere near Bourbon Street, and obviously with Bourbon Street, you're going to have a lot of drunks as well.
Yeah, I can confirm that. Now, the one thing I will say about Las Vegas is me being a sports fan that Las Vegas is quickly becoming a mecca destination for sports. You got the Raiders with the new stadium. You're going to have the A's with their beautiful new ballpark there.
Right.
Gambling and nightlife is not for me, but I do want to go at least once, and I want
to... Just to say you did it.
I want to build it around, like, a great sports weekend where I go, not to gamble, but you see, like, these videos of big-time sporting events where the sport books, they all have, like, guys, like, in the recliners that are just sitting there watching games, or there's the one place that has, like, those giant screens on the outside and a bunch of pools. That's right. Something I like to do, just hang out there for a day. Maybe the Cubs or the White Sox are in town in Vegas, and I go to a couple of the games, maybe the Raiders. You know, if the scheduling gods agree with me, they could have the Chicago baseball and the Bears in Vegas for a weekend. And, you know, a lot of Bears fans would travel there, and it would be great.
You'd be amongst your own.
Yeah. Yes. 3 through 5, Plymouth Rock. The whole area around Plymouth Harbor is nice, but the rock itself is just a rock, and it's behind bars, so you can't even touch it. Times Square, my wife would agree 100%. She hated Times Square. Fun the first time, so says some. New Yorkers avoid it because it's just so crowded. Then yes. Number 5, Lombard Street in San Francisco, the one that winds back and forth. But there's always a long line of cars waiting to go down, and once you're on it, you realize you just waited in traffic to wait in more traffic.
I've never even heard of Lombard Street, so that would explain it. Let's see some quick good news here. A 105-year-old eclipse chaser is gearing up to see his 13th next week. His name is Laverne Beiser. His first eclipse was in Maine in 1963. He's traveled the world to see them, but won't have to go anywhere this time. He lives in Fort Worth, Texas, so the path of totality is going right over his house.
Very cool. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now. We're back in about 10 minutes for hour number 2.